day.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for coming along for the ride and joining me for another hour of the broadcast. In this hour, we're going to be joined by the founder and editor-in-chief of CarList.com, Lou Ann Hammond. We'll be talking about a gamut of stories with Lou Ann. Also in this hour, we promise you some trivia questions, some opportunities to win a very cool prize from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. We also will have some automotive news for you, and we're going to begin the hour with a quick look at the world of motorsports. Let's see what's been going down this weekend, and we bring forth to the airwaves of Auto World our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. Doing just great. Ryan Newman, he took advantage of a late race caution and a two-tire pit stop to take last night's NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Subway Fresh Fit 600 at the Phoenix International Raceway. Newman took the lead out of turn one with two laps to go, held off a late charge by Jeff Gordon, and earned a trip to victory lane at PIR. Gordon's teammates Jimmy Johnson and Mark Martin came home third and fourth, and Juan Pablo Montoya rounded out the top five. That was a complete Chevy 1-5 sweep. Newman, who's been in a prolonged slump, this was his first NASCAR Sprint Cup victory over his last 77 starts. Kyle Busch recovered from a wild sequence in which he lost the lead on a restart and fell 20 seconds behind after a drive-through penalty to win the NASCAR Nationwide Series race that took place Friday night at the Phoenix International Raceway. Surging to the front after a restart with eight laps to go, Busch eventually took the checker to post his second Nationwide Series win of the year and the 32nd of his career. That moved him up to the third most all-time wins in the Nationwide Series. And in an IRL race that ended just a little while ago, about a half hour ago, at the 2.5 mile Barber Motorsport Park, it was the Grand Prix of Alabama. Caution came out with five laps to go, with Helio Castroneves opening a large lead over second place Scott Dixon. On the restart, though, Castroneves had nothing to worry about as he was able to shake Dixon and take the checker. Dixon finished second, Dario Franchitti third in that one. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
Sounds like a busy weekend, no question about it, Jeff.
Yeah, we're getting there. Full complement of NASCAR back on the card. IRL starting to race every couple of weeks. Formula One back in action, so racing season in full swing.
Excellent. Great job, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Okay, Bob.
We'll throw out a quick trivia question here, see if we can stir up the phone lines a little bit. The telephone line is open at 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll make it a question here from the decade of the 1970s. Who made the vehicle known as the Matador back in the 1970s? Who made the Matador? That is the question. And the telephone number is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Right now, we go out to California and bring forth, she is the founder and editor-in-chief of CarList.com. She's also a frequent contributor to many television shows and networks around the country, also a regular on the John Batchelor syndicated radio show, the one, the only, Lou Ann Hammond. Lou Ann, how you doing?
I'm good, Bob. I also even guest occasionally on Motor Trend Radio.
That's right, with yours truly.
How are you doing today? It's rainy and cloudy here.
Boy, that's unusual, but, well, it's been a funky week here. We've had a little bit of everything. Right now the sun is out, and it's actually nice, but we did have quite a bit of heat this week. We had temperatures in the 80s, and we also had some rainy days, so a little bit of everything.
Yeah, Well, I think even though it's been rainy, people are still out in their cars doing everything they need to do, Bob.
That is so true. And if you're in the market for a new vehicle or a used vehicle, this is certainly a great time. I mean, we're seeing some incentives from auto manufacturers that in the past have never given them, Toyota, Honda, folks like that. I mean, it's a good time if you're in the market.
That's right. Toyota is giving the best incentives they've ever given. So if you're looking for a Toyota right now, now is the time to buy one.
Recently, within the past few days, Toyota once again under fire from folks to do with the recalls. And the latest is that, I don't know if you've heard this, but that the American executives warned the Japanese executives reportedly months and months ago to come clean with this, hence saying that, you know, if you didn't come clean, that, you know, the situation would even get worse. So have you heard that story?
I have. Yeah, it was January 16th that Irv Miller, someone who was retiring anyway, the only person retiring that would say anything, came out with a memo and basically said, this is not the time to hide. This is the time to go out and get and talk to our customers and let them know what's going on and come clean with everything that has happened. You know, that was January 16th. On January 10th, I had done a piece on CNN television saying that this was the time for Toyota to shine. There have been other people that have had recalls, many recalls. There have been other people that have had, had problems. Ford Firestone had a huge problem. They overcame it. Tylenol had a huge problem. They overcame it. And part of the way they overcame it was the transparency in the public. They kept in touch with their customers. Tylenol took everything off of their shelves and said, we're not going to change our name because we believe in our name. We believe we will get through this. And that's exactly what I said about Toyota. If they would take Tylenol business plan on how to succeed after a major guffaw, they would succeed. And basically that's what Irv Miller did. He must have been listening to some of us because we were saying, come out, tell your customers what is happening, and be forthright with them. And that's what I think what he tried to do. I don't see anything wrong with what he tried to do.
Definitely not. Now, of course, they're talking fines for Toyota and lots of lawsuits. I know you've been reporting on CarList.com that Orange County, California, DAs are planning a lawsuit against Toyota. I imagine there'll be many lawsuits against Toyota. Folks are speculating that Toyota is going to plead no contest on these fines, if indeed they're levied, and hence will give more fuel to the fire for more lawsuits.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting because right now they are going. The government has fined them $16.4 million. The most that they can fine them. I'm sure if they could have fined them more, they would have. God knows they need the money. But the fine is a number. You know, I mean, $16 million. Remember, Toyota came out and said they saved $100 million by doing certain things. So $16 million, you sneeze wrong, you spend $16 million at Toyota. So I'm not really concerned with the $16 million that they're going to be fined. What I am concerned with is the admission of guilt that brings with it, because Toyota has hundreds of other lawsuits looming. And if they say, oh, all right, fine, we'll just say no contest and pay the fine, that sets up a precedent that might be used in other lawsuits. I'm not a lawyer, but I've watched Law and Order for many years. I slept at a Holiday Inn last night. You know, you kind of, as you see these things, you kind of go, well, I'm not sure I would do that. I wouldn't admit any kind of admission of guilt anywhere until we came to some kind of agreement.
So true. When we come back on the other side, we have John in Iowa standing by with a trivia question. Who built the Matador back in the 70s? If you want to chime in, 800-259-9231. We'd love to hear from Toyota owners and loyalists. 800-259-9231. This is Auto World.
A brand new model has been added to the BMW lineup for 2010. It's the 5 Series Gran Turismo. Imagine a hatchback with a trunk. Let's hear all about it from BMW's Tom Wolfkinski.
We really want to see how the market reacts to the 5 Gran Turismo, because the whole idea of the Gran Turismo, it kind of harks all the way back to the 50s, you know, when Italian automakers had two-seaters with great premium interiors that you could just throw your bags in stash and just go up for a great long drive, and with premium interior and lots of cargo space for all of your luggage. We'll start with the 5 Series Gran Turismo and see where it goes. It will be available at the end of this year in December. I think it's going to be very interesting what consumers think of it.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
1-800-259-9231. That's our telephone number. Free from all across North America. We have a trivia question out there. Who made the Matador back in the 1970s? We have another trivia question standing by if we get a winner right away. So everybody that's on the line, stay on the lines. Let's go first to Joe in Iowa, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, okay. How you doing?
Not too bad. Remember back?
Yeah, I hear myself on the radio. That's quite the deal.
Yeah, well, maybe it's smart to turn the radio down just to make sure you don't get confused there. But
I want my wife to hear it in the other room. No, I don't get confused. It's not that loud out here.
Okay, well, that's good. So how are things in the great state of Iowa today?
Well, sunny and very warm for this time of year, actually. And I'm here in the Hobo center of North Iowa, and where we have the annual Hobo Convention.
Wow, tell us about that. I'm not familiar with the Hobo Convention. Lou Ann Hammond is with us, also from Carlisle. Lou Ann, you ever heard of the Hobo Convention?
I can't say I have.
Tell us all about it, Joe.
Well, okay, it's been going on for over 100 years, actually, and it's for real. There's been hobos coming here for over 100 years. And every year, the second weekend in August, folks come from all over, and we have the what they call Hobo Days.
Wow, that sounds very cool. Excellent. Well, let's see if we can nail down this first trivia question here. The Matador from the 1970s. Which car manufacturer gave us that particular product?
I'm thinking it was American Motors.
Well, I think you are 100% correct. Congratulations. We're going to put your name and put it in the drawing here for the big prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. What kind of car do you drive right now, Joe?
Right now I'm driving a 92, a little bit beat up Pontiac Sunbird.
Are you sad to see the Pontiac brand go away from GM?
Well, I don't know about sad, but it's always been a good car in my book.
Yeah, definitely. If you could buy a new car, if price was no object, if you won the lottery or came into some money, what new car would you buy? What would get you excited?
Well, Tiger's got his Buick. I would stick maybe to a Pontiac, but let me think. I don't know. I'll have to wait and see. Take a look when I get the money, okay?
That sounds good to me, Joe. Thank you.
When can I expect the check?
Oh, any day now.
Hey, now, listen. I want to make a serious suggestion to Toyota.
Yeah, please do.
Unhook the cruise control on all the cars and see if that don't solve this acceleration problem. I think that might be about 85% chance it's in the cruise control. And then the other 50% chance, I think, is to investigate some of these people with these outlandish lawsuits that claim all this out of control and poltergeist things going on with the car.
Very well said, Joe. We appreciate your suggestions.
You know what, Bob? He's right, because I had a guy that emailed me and said, I have a problem with my radio. It gets staticky at such and such a time, and I can't hear a certain radio show. Can I sue Toyota? I'm like, what's wrong with you people? Really, you're going to sue over a radio show now?
Well,
there's that point that you get to where you know people are just looking for money.
Very true. Joe, thank you for listening to us on KXEL. Let's go to TJ, who is in Pennsylvania. TJ, how are you?
Yeah, I was calling in to answer the question.
I got another question for you.
Yeah, AMC products, I knew it was a Matador right away. It kind of was an interesting-looking car, you know, in a way. I kind of liked it in a way.
In a way, you know? It had some very interesting style. There is no doubt about it. Well, let me give you another question along the same lines. What was the name of the, we'll make it an easy one for you here. The other vehicle from American Motors that kind of had the shape of a goldfish bowl. Came out in 1975.
Pacer.
That's right. The Pacer is correct. Congratulations. Whereabouts in Pennsylvania are you calling in from?
Oh, thank you so much for giving me a chance. I appreciate that.
Okay.
I'm calling from Coppell, Pennsylvania. It's about 35 miles above Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, you know, western Pennsylvania.
Oh, wonderful. Listening on WPYT, most likely. We so appreciate that. What do you think of the Toyota situation? Do you have any suggestions for the Toyota folks, what they should do?
Oh, just like the lady said, the lawyers have ruined this country, you know? And there, there are people that just would sue over anything, you know. But I hate to see anything bad happen to Toyota because a lot of those are built in this country too, you know. So, I hope on the other hand, maybe it'll help the American car companies too. But I don't like to see that really happen to anyone, you know.
Well, I know what you mean.
I think there's too damn much electronics. I hate it. You know, and I wish the cars would go back to not having all this electronic stuff, you know, everything with computers and everything. And that was part of the problem, I guess, is that we didn't have a mechanical linkage, I think, on the gas pedal and stuff. And there's just too much of that crap, and I just hate it. I really do.
You know what? A lot of people say that, but as you get more closer and closer to 2016, when you're going to need to have 35 miles per gallon, you're going to see even more electronics. Just because that's the way that the car companies can figure out how to get that fuel mileage. So
I've owned cars in the past that I've owned some weird cars, you know, like Morris Miners and all kind of things. And those cars back then, Renaults, you know, they would get like 30, 35, you know, 40 miles to the gallon way back then without all that electronic stuff. And look at the Geo Metro, you know, that thing got 50 miles to the gallon. It was small, but it didn't have anything to
say. Most people in America do not want to drive that small of a car, but you're right. When you get to power to weight ratio, where the car actually is a decent size but doesn't weigh as much, then you're talking about a better fuel economy. Because you look at right now over in Europe, they're having a hard time selling as many diesels as they used to. Why? Because it has a bigger displacement engine, and Europeans are being fined, or taxed rather, hugely for bigger displacement engines, and so they're not buying the big displacement engines. The smaller a displacement engine, and you divide curb weight by horsepower, you're getting a decent power-to-weight ratio. You're getting better fuel economy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I hate some of the things they're doing. I mean, I think all the car companies are making some cars that are real beautiful. Like the stuff that Camaro did with the Camaro, they sort of went back to the style. Mustangs have always been beautiful. Chrysler has that thing, it looks like the early Charger and all that. And they're doing some really pretty things with these cars. But I'll tell you another thing I hate. They're bowing all, every stinking piece of glass in them is bowed, and it's thinner than it used to be. You know, you can't get a straight piece of glass on a car, so that if you need a piece of glass or something, you have to have a special piece of glass. There's too much stuff that they're doing, and they're making these engines and stuff too technical. You can't do anything to them yourself.
Good point. Hang there for a second. Sounds like you got a lot more to say. Lots more to say. This is Auto World. I'm Bob White.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com. AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI-listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies, and is member-tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at PlantSkid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to PlantSkid.com. That's Plant, SKYDD.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We're live all across North America. My name is Bob Long, along with Luann Hemmen, the CEO of Carlist.com, founder, editor-in-chief, and frequent television commentator on networks across the nation and contributor to the John Batchelor syndicated radio show. Still on the line with us is TJ joining us in Pennsylvania. And TJ, we held you over because you were bringing up a lot of good points about the over complication of a lot of modern vehicles as far as the very sophisticated power plants and the drive-by-wire and brake-by-wire systems. So you think that the automakers should have less of this, huh?
Oh, absolutely. And thank you so much for letting me speak my mind. We need the PJ hour, huh? Anyway, I hate what you're doing, and it's a lie that we have to go on all this technology to do this. You know, one time I had a Lancia, well, I still have it.
Yeah.
It's an Italian car. And I'm telling you, on general running around, this is not on trips, but general running around, and this is a heavy car. I took one apart one time and lifted the doors, and they had big, heavy steel beams inside the doors. Believe it or not, this was on a 76.
Wow.
And they weighed a ton. So this is not a light car. And that car, it was a double overhead cam with a 5-speed, and it got an honest 27 miles per gallon, general running around. Now, they could jack that up. You know, it had straight glass, too. Like I was saying about the curved glass, it had straight glass except the windshield had a slight curb to it, you know. But it got an honest 27. They could jack this gas mileage up. There's hybrid things that, hydrogen gas or something that you can make from water that I've heard of kits that you could put on, and they're easier to put on with ones that have carburetors. And there's, you know, you hear about all these different things. They're just doing this. This is just to put, to take the control out of the person that drives the car and put it strictly in the hands of the mechanics and have all these pollution equipment that they want to sell and everything else. I hate what they're doing, of course. I really do. And it's all propaganda. It's all baloney. Just like most things with the government, it's all just baloney.
Well, we appreciate you expressing your opinions here on the show. Thank you so much for calling in and for getting that trivia question right.
Yeah, thank you. That was so nice of you to let me speak my mind. I appreciate that so much.
All right. Well, don't be a stranger. Call us again. So, Luann, definitely a gentleman with a lot of strong opinions. And unfortunately, as you were saying, as automakers have to meet more stringent fuel economy standards, emission standards, and also just the demands of modern electronics, too. I mean, people today, most of them, you know, want all the bells and the whistles in the car, all the power and entertainment features, and that all adds complications.
And the government wants over 3,700 pieces of safety in there as well. So
wow.
you do have a lot of different things that he addressed, and one of them was the emissions, and part of the emissions thing is CAFE, the average fuel economy, because now greenhouse gas emissions has been brought into the mix. So it is a lot to do with CAFE requirements. It has a lot to do with the electronics make the CAFE requirements able to be met. But there's a lot of people that just say, you know, just put in brake override on Toyota's problem and it would be solved. And that's what they should have done way back in 2004 when they found the problem. General Motors just announced they will, as of 2012, they'll have brake override in every one of their vehicles. Before it was only in the high-performance vehicles. But if we take a look at just power-to-weight ratio, fuel economy, and turning radius, those are the first three things I look at on the car. So this guy was talking about the Camaro, and I just did a story on the Camaro on my website. And just look at the power-to-weight ratio on the Challenger, the Camaro, and the Mustang, and the Camaro beats them both, all three of them. The Mustang has a power-to-weight ratio of 16.2, the Challenger is 14.9, and the Camaro is 12.2. And, you know, when you have a lower power-to-weight ratio, it means that you can have a little scrappier car. You know, these cars, those three cars are all pretty much fast, go-straight kind of cars. But if you're looking to go around a curve fast or something, you're going to want a little scrappier car, and that's going to be the Camaro. If you're looking at the fuel economy on the 2010, once again, it's the Camaro that comes out at 29 miles per gallon on the highway. Ford Mustang, you're going to get 30 miles to the gallon on the highway on the 2011 version. But if you look at the turning radius, both the Camaro and the Mustang have 37.7 feet, which is a respectable number for that car. I mean, it's a great design. It's huge. It's a big car. The Dodge Challenger is all the way up at 38.9. That means you've got to have 38.9 feet to make a turn.
Yeah, it's a much larger vehicle than either one based on the underpinnings of the Chrysler 300 and Dodge Charger, different platform, and definitely the biggie of the three modern-day muscle cars. I understand that in part of your evaluation of this Camaro that you had, you actually took a neighbor out for a ride. Tell us about that.
Well, Joey is, he actually lives in Santa Barbara. He's going to college in Santa Barbara. So if You know, Joey Kruger and Sam Barber told him he was on the radio. But it was his 21st birthday, and he comes over and he knocks on the door, and actually we heard our dog barking, so we knew it was him. I was like, happy birthday, Joey, and he said, give me that car and it'll be a really happy birthday. So I took him out for a ride because he's the kind of person that actually would buy this car. He already owns a BMW. I think it's a 3 Series. And so he loves these fast, beautiful cars, the retro cars that we call them. But he likes the Camaro most. The Challenger, he thinks, is too retro. He doesn't like the back end. He just loves the Camaro. So he didn't even realize that the fuel economy was 29 miles per gallon. But remember, we were just talking about the turning radius on the Dodge Challenger. The Chevy Malibu has a turning radius of 40.4.
Wow, that's really surprising because the Malibu, I believe, is a shorter vehicle than the Challenger.
Exactly. And shorter than the Camaro, I believe. So you're just like, why is that? And you have to look at these things. Those are the three things I always look at, even before I look at price. Because I did a piece on the Hyundai Sonata, so I know what the Malibu was because that's their competitor. But they were the worst on turning radius for all of them. And so you have to look at those things, and each group that you look at the power to weight ratio, look at the miles per gallon, and look at the turning radius, and then drive the car, go for aesthetics, and make sure it can fit in your budget, and you've got a great car that you're going to be really happy with.
Yeah, all three, I'm fans of all three of the modern-day muscle cars there, the retro cars. What did Joey think of the interior of the Camaro? Some folks don't like the interior of the Camaro. Sounds like he did.
Oh, you're kidding. I like the interior of the Camaro. I love that mood lighting that they have. That sort of, I had one that had the blue that comes on at night. And it has that, chrome on the sides of it, on the inside. I love it. I think it's a great looking car. I can't believe somebody said they didn't like it.
Yeah, well, you know, to each his own. Some folks, you know, no matter what car we're talking about, somebody isn't going to like something. But, yeah, it's interesting that this past week, too, of course, Ford for 2011 has a new six-cylinder engine, finally, in their Mustang. And they have upped the horsepower to 305 and 31 miles to the gallon. But Camaro, Chevrolet, just came back this week and now says that they can wring, I believe it's 312 horsepower out of this same engine. So the Camaro's back on top, horsepower-wise at least, for 2011. This is Auto World.
Well, I saw a product gone, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
It's one of the hottest muscle cars out there, and it's back for 2010. The new Camaro. Chevrolet's Ed Pieper tells us more.
One of the things that's really important is we didn't position this vehicle as a pony car. We positioned it as a 21st century sports car that can get 304 horsepower and 29 miles per gallon on the highway with the V6 engine. I think we've got what people want, and they're certainly voting for it with their pocketbooks. We've had a lot of traditional folks buying the vehicle, but we are seeing more orders every week from more diverse folks. Folks who want a little more pizzazz in a coupe, I think that's really important. Plus, we've had all of the focus on Chevrolet with the new Transformers movie, and that's really helped kind of build this brand and its legacy a little bit further.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We are back. Thank you very much for being here. You're listening to Auto World on great radio stations, as well as cable radio network channel 6. All across North America, Lou Ann Hammond is with us. She is the founder of CarList.com. You can see her on the TV all over the place, as well as hear her on the John Batchelor syndicated radio show. And during the break there, Lou Ann, a number of folks inquired as to what is brake override that you were referring to. Could you explain that a little bit further?
Oh, yeah, sorry. brake override. If you are pressing on the gas, remember when you we were younger? Or, okay, maybe when you were younger. people would, and it happened mainly in pickup trucks, I think, but people would put their right foot on the gasoline and their left foot on the brake.
Yep, drive with 2 feet.
And that's how they would drive.
Yep.
Well, now in some cars, you can't drive that way because there's this thing called brake override. And if you touch the brake at the same time that you touch the gasoline, you won't get any gasoline to the engine. The brake takes over anything that the gas pedal says it should be doing. It will still allow you to steer, all that stuff, but it doesn't allow gasoline to go to the engine.
Interesting.
There are other types of brake override, but that's the one I think that there are a couple. Audi uses it. Nissan has used it since 2003. BMW has used it. A lot of companies use it. Honda doesn't use it. Neither does Toyota. So if Toyota was having problems with their sudden acceleration, if they had brake override, they would not be having that problem because the brake would be saying, sorry, gas, I'm bigger than you, you know, rock, scissors, stone.
Exactly. Another big story from this past week was the announcement of Daimler, Renault, and Nissan getting together in a working relationship. Tell our listeners a little bit about this alliance and what it means for all the different automakers.
Well, it means that we're going to have some great small cars coming about. I think Nissan and Renault have been together for 11 years. I think it was 11 years last week. They've done a great job. Not all mergers, not all working relationships are the same. And certainly the we remember GM and Fiat trying it. We remember Renault trying to do a deal with General Motors, and it didn't come about. But Nissan needs some of what Daimler, or as we know, the Mercedes-Benz, has, and Mercedes-Benz needs some of what Nissan and Renault have. Both of these companies are making forays into the electric vehicle. Mercedes has said that they have a memorandum of understanding with BYD. BYD is an electric company in China, 10% owned by Warren Buffett. They will be working with them on electric vehicles. Nissan has an electric vehicle called the Leaf that's going to come out, I think, next year for about $25,000 after credits from the government. So it kind of makes sense that these two companies then are going to work on small cars together. They also might work on the light commercial vehicle segment. That's according to Automotive News. I haven't heard that from Renault or Nissan, but I have heard that the small cars are where they're looking at for this foray into a working relationship.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, as we were talking a little bit about it in the first hour of the broadcast, if you happen to be with us, about this alliance affecting the smart car and maybe bringing some good things to that brand. As you see a lot of smart cars on the used car lots these days, Luann.
Well, you do, but those smart cars have a Mitsubishi engine, and these cars will not. I believe they may have a Nissan or Renault engine instead.
Yeah, so it should make a big difference. Recently, you attended the 80th International Motor Show in Geneva, and I've never been to that particular motor show. I always hear it's a good one because it's kind of, best way to put it, is non-denominational. If you go to the German show, it tends to be, you know, very heavy, over-the-top presence of the German manufacturers, etc. But this show is kind of neutral territory.
As in Swiss tradition.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a lovely show. I guess I don't even look at the fact that it's so dominated by one country, but yeah, I guess you're right. This you go right around the entire room. Just note to self, never wear high heels when you do an auto show. Bob Lutz was there, and after the Geneva Auto Show, we went up to Gruyere, Switzerland, and had cheese fondue, and that's where he told us that he would be retiring from General Motors.
And this looks like it truly is the end of the road for Bob. I don't see him being lured away by another manufacturer at this point.
Oh, no. Bob is 78 years old. I don't even think it's his age, actually. I think that Bob himself, I asked him, I said, were you asked to retire? And he said, no, but you know when it's time to leave. And I think Ed Whitaker, you know, we've all seen all these conservative companies, and you don't really see very many of the CEOs come out and talk, you know, whether it's at Chevron or Exxon or any of these big AT&Ts where Ed Whitaker used to work. But in all of the automotive companies, a lot of people know who the CEO is. I think Ed Whitaker likes the limelight, and I think there might, you know, be a reason that perhaps Bob Lutz is leaving.
Yeah, that's true, because historically Bob has been such a major media presence for General Motors because he's just playing good at it, number one. And, you know, some of the other General Motors executives in the past weren't as compelling on air or in print as Bob, and Bob had true passion. So he will be missed, no question about it. I always enjoyed any interviews that I did with him over the years.
You know, Bob Lutz is the kind of person that does well on TV, but he's just as good off TV. I mean, he is the person that you see on TV. He's an old Marine, and he stands by his guys. He's true to his soldiers. He's also very shoot-from-the-hip kind of John Wayne kind of guy, and you just love that in him because there's a sort of the world be damned. I'm going to tell you what I think because, you know, I don't really care that much. But that's what makes him so valuable is the fact that he went into General Motors. You're seeing some really lovely interiors right now. It's not that General Motors didn't always make lovely interiors, but cost accountants, the bean counters, had to approve them before they could be done. And that's when Bob came in and said, the world be damned, get that in there and don't listen to the bean counters. And now you're seeing like the Chevy Malibu and even the Chevy Spark that's going to come over. Cute interiors. And those are all because Bob Lutz said people live in their cars.
Good point.
They don't live on the outside of their car. And if you're going to sell a car, it's got to be able, you've got to somehow define yourself in that car. And when you do that, that's where, when you sit in the car is when you define yourself in that car.
Very good point. And certainly over the past decade or so, the Audi brand and Volkswagen brands have really gained a lot of market share because of the attention to detail and quality of materials in their interiors.
That's exactly right. And that's exactly where General Motors failed. It's tough when you have such an old company as General Motors. You have incredibly loyal people. I remember Ed Welborn telling me this. I asked him what the hardest car he had to ever create design was, and he said, oh, God, nobody's ever asked me that question. And he said, the Oldsmobile, because they had like 600,000 people buying that car, and yet they knew that that car was coming to the end of its road. And yet they had to pacify all the people that had an Oldsmobile and yet try and make an Oldsmobile look like something that someone who wasn't buying an Oldsmobile was going to want to buy. And by the time they got that design and then the accountants got through with it and everyone else got through with it, it didn't look anything like what they thought. And it, compromising on a car that's as valuable as a car like that will kill a car, and it did.
Absolutely. So what's on the horizon next for Lou Anne Hammond? You got any press trips upcoming or any radio appearances or TV that you'd like to plug?
Yeah, well, I'm going to go to a sustainable mobility event this coming weekend, down in L.A. area. So maybe we can talk next week and I'll tell you all about it.
Hey, that sounds great. Thank you for your time here today, Lou Anne, and hope your husband Stretch is doing better every day.
Thank you so much. For people who don't know, he was in an airplane accident. He had whiplash, but he's fine.
That's good news. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.